Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking about God's call to health with the book entitled Full Circle, A Witness to Healing Through Science and Faith and Just Plain Living. The author is Judith Radash. Now, I love that you are able to purchase a copy of the book at her website, FullCircleWitness.com. That's FullCircleWitness.com. But of course, I'm always going to bring you authors so that you can pick up a book on Amazon. Now, I don't know about you, but usually at the beginning of the year, people decide that they want to do a little bit more. And I think that this book is definitely going to help. Well, Judith was born in 1943 in Massachusetts. She remembers an idyllic childhood until about the age of 9, when a trusted neighbor, unfortunately, did a very bad deed and stole her innocence, completely changing her relationship with her parents and her siblings, especially that with her younger brother. During the rape, she disassociated, a response that combined with her blocking the memory led to a nervous breakdown at the age of 39. Well, today we're going to talk about and find out how God helped Judy become the person that she is today, healed and whole. So I am so excited to have her on the line today. Good morning, Judy. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning.
I cannot wait to talk to you about your book. Now, we know part of the reason why you wanted to write the book, but can you tell us why you felt now was the time to write this book?
Well, I felt called to healing, and I had gone through the process of healing over a period of 26 years in therapy and a deepening involvement with my faith community and a deepening faith. And I felt that I wanted to share my experiences with others who might benefit from what I had gone through.
Now, so many times when people talk about the traumas that happened to them as a child, that they carry on through adulthood. I'm not trying to interject my being a therapist in there, just asking you personally. Do you feel that you carried maybe not all of the baggage, or perhaps it was, but do you feel that you carried the emotional baggage from childhood through your young adult years into your adult years?
I absolutely did. Even though I had completely blocked the memory of the experience, I had a powerful rage and a powerful fear that was blocked as well. And those managed to influence how I related to other people and how I chose to lead my life.
How old do you think you were when you realized that one day impacted your life to the point where you are now acting differently? Did it dawn on you 5 years later, 10 years later? Did it take 20 years? When did you kind of put two and two together?
Well, I believe that I was gradually healing over the period of the 26 years of my therapy.
Yeah.
But I did have a powerful experience that I characterized as something of an exorcism towards the end of that 26 years, when in my mind's eye, Satan appeared. I kind of called him forth, but Satan appeared. He was a visualization of my rapist, and I killed him. And he slunk away, but 20 minutes later, he came back, and I screamed at him that I renounced him and to get away and never come back. And
absolutely.
He did. Mm-hmm. And that was really the moment at which I felt completely healed from that experience.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because I feel that someone needed to hear that, especially because they may be going through something quite similar. And sometimes it's hard to articulate what you're feeling in a particular moment, and especially when it comes to something like that, when it comes to our spiritual warfare as well. It's kind of hard if you don't know if the other person will understand where you're coming from. So thank you so much for sharing that. Now, for someone who is wondering, how do you stay healed? I love how you say that it was a process. It was a journey to your healing. But for many people, I think they have an epiphany. It dawns on them what has happened, and they go, oh, thank goodness. So that's what I'm experiencing. But it doesn't go past that point. How did you, or how were you able to hold on to your healing?
That's a very interesting question, because I see it more as continuing my personal growth in a healthy mm-hmm. way than I do as holding on to my healing. And the way I have experienced that is through regular attendance at my church and through participation in what I consider to be spiritual groups. These are adult groups that meet to discuss books and experiences and so forth in a very safe kind of way. And so we are open, we are vulnerable with each other, we share. And in doing that, I think we maintain, or at least for me, I maintain the health that I have achieved after so many years.
I love that. Now, for the person who may be saying, well, you know, Judy, that's all well and good, but I am not a person of faith. I'm going to need, you know, maybe some cold hard facts there. I'm going to need a different perspective. Were there any science bits that contributed? Or is there a different way of not looking at it from a spiritual perspective? Can we look at it from a science perspective? And if so, are you able to share with that?
Well, I think that major in school was math, and I found that science was actually extremely important in bringing insights to me that helped me in my healing. For example, Einstein's theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, led to the insight that myself, my mother, my father, and God were all embodied in that equation, and that it kind of led me to the realization that I had become rebonded with my family of origin. And that was an important insight and really very helpful to me in the process of my healing. I also find that symbols are very important, visual symbols in particular, which somehow resonate with what's inside of me. Just looking at a picture of four hands of different shades of brown, for example, all clasped together in a like a circle. That is also another symbol that resonates with me. And so symbols and science and math all have contributed to my journey. And I would say today, in terms of maintaining my health, it doesn't really matter whether it's an official or formal church community. It can be something like AA, through which people can have the same benefits. And so if people need to explore avenues outside of a faith community, they can find them in a lot of other places. Yoga is a good and mm-hmm. contemplation, meditation are good practices that can help people on their journey to healing.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for mentioning those the various modalities that people can utilize, because for so many people, I think they get stuck because they don't know what to do. They don't know what the next step should be, or they've been given a suggestion, and because it's outside of their comfort zone, for many people, yoga, for whatever reason or for various reasons, are outside of their comfort zone. But I believe that when you are shown something, or you're given something, or someone suggests something to you, if it happens, you know, quite a few numbers of times, then perhaps that is the way that God is trying to speak to you. Or if you're not a spirit, if you're not a religious person, you know, universe is speaking to you, trying to point you in a particular direction. So thank you so much for saying that, the meditation, the yoga, and being able to just spend some time with yourself and complete your journey of well-living and healing. I love that. Now, when it comes to writing your book, did you find that you were continuing along the journey of healing and growth as you were writing your book?
Well, I believe that I was healed when I wrote my book, and it was a different kind of calling. It was the first calling to health was what led me down that 26-year journey. A different calling was a calling to witness and to share. And I had already experienced that exorcism and was really, I think, already as healthy as I could be at that time. And but the sharing was part of not only witnessing to others, but continuing down the path of growth and spiritual growth. And I have to say that since that time, I have really transformed in many ways. And it has been as valuable almost as getting to health in the first place. So I'm very grateful for the experience of having written the book, which came, incidentally, I would have bursts of writing. I'd get to the point where I just had to put things on the page. And it would usually happen at like two in the morning. And I would write until that was exhausted, and then put it aside until it happened again. So it took me a couple years.
That is awesome.
Yes.
I love it. I hate to cut you off there, Judy, but we are out of time. So I just wanted to say thank you again for stopping by and sharing your book with us. And we just wish you continued blessings and love along your journey. Thank you again for stopping by.
Well, thank you so much for having
me.
It's been a pleasure. Okay.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Of course. Bye-bye. Listeners, you know what is next, but first we need to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Being with Infants by Montessori teacher trainer and world-renowned child specialist Beverly Kovach is finally on DVD and digital download. The long-awaited 3D disc set is essential for any new parent, grandparent, or infant caregiver wanting respectful relationships with infants and their care. Being with Infants is broken down into 20 easy-to-digest video lessons, complete with demonstrations. Everything from diapering, feeding, the proper way of picking up infants, sleep, crying, environment, play, weaning, and much more are covered. Being with Infants is available on DVD and digital download at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. Order today and be sure to follow Being with Infants on Facebook for free bonus content.
And And we are back. Thank you so much for listening to Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am Dr. Angela Chester. We have to go to our leaderboard and give a quick shout out to everyone that is tuning in. Thank you, United States of America, for coming in the number one spot. Thanks, home country. Number two is the Philippines. Thanks, Philippines. I appreciate that. Number three is Australia. Thank you, Australia, for continuing to tune in. Number four is Spain. Thanks, Spain, for being number four. And last but certainly not least is my cousins across the pond in the UK. Thank you so much, family, for tuning in. No matter where you are, be it here in the States, in the Philippines, in the UK, or perhaps you're in Australia or Spain, thank you. We appreciate you. Now, there are so many countries that do not make our leaderboard, but we want to give a quick shout out as quickly as we possibly can with each and every one of them. Thank you, Peru, Colombia, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Zambia, Kenya, Ethiopia, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, India, Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, New Zealand, Sweden, Norway, and Ireland. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in and making the show an international success. I couldn't be that without you. Well, I hope that you are recuperating from the holidays and that now you are starting to settle in to the year 2020. I am wishing you nothing but the best. So may you have great mental health and may you also read a good book. Until next time, everyone, bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this episode,
please leave us a review on iTunes.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.